Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom. Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm dry, so that's good news.
That's a step in the right direction, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, great. And that was a good thing about Zoom last night, right? You didn't have to go out in the rain.
Yes, this is very true. Very good. And we all didn't have to, bear the drive over there. So that's good.
Right. All right. Tell us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Okay. Well, we started, as always, with our pre-applications. We did not hear the Bailiwick Club because there was an issue with the notice. So we'll hear that at a subsequent meeting. So that meant we started with the Greenwich High School. They are proposing to do a new high security entrance hall. For anyone familiar with the site, there's a large glass corridor there now, and this would go in front of that. That means that there's additional floor area that would be added, which means they have to get a variance from the zoning board of appeals, because as I'm sure you've heard me talk about before, the floor area is far exceeded over at Greenwich High School now, so anything that happens over there does need a variance from that standpoint. I think the application was well received. The commission listened to public comment and asked the applicant to address it. Most of it had to do with concerns about lighting and landscaping, so the applicant was there to hear all that, and we look forward to when they come in with an application down the road. Next, we moved to property over 2 South Water Street. The next one on the agenda was 47 Edgewater Drive, but that was withdrawn. They effectively ran out of time trying to address some issues with DPW. So that led us to 2 South Water Street. That's the restaurant on the corner there. They wanted to construct an outdoor dining deck. They are currently non-conforming with respect to the number of seats they have, so that was the issue there. Money to make sure that the parking was sufficient and the number of seats would remain as it is now, which means they'll have to close off a space in the existing restaurant, which they are prepared to do. So we'll hear the completion of that project presumably at the next meeting. Then we moved over to a project that we've heard many times over the years at this point, at 581 and 585 West Putnam Avenue. There's been several configurations of this, but where we are now is a solely residential structure, and the applicant, it was not decided in the end, although portions of it were, the lot line revision portion that is required for this, which also requires cross easements and whatnot, but the commission did close it and will presumably take up the decision at the next meeting. I think there's a lot of moving parts on that one, so the commission wanted to make sure that they had everything lined up for the decision. Next was an 830G application at 171 Hamilton Avenue. I think this is now the third time we've heard this. The big debate on this one is whether or not having a mixed use, meaning in this instance retail on the first floor and then residential above, in fact meets the definition of what the state defines as a set-aside development in their affordable housing statutes. And the statute does read that a set aside development is a residential development. There has been some recent case law on this. There is a debate as to whether that means that one cannot have a mixed use. I think it's clear that if one wanted to do commercial use that exceeded the zoning regulations, that would not be permitted. But in this instance, the retail component does not. It would be compliant with our zoning regulations. But as you've heard me talk about before, when one comes in for an affordable housing development, the zoning regulations under that statute do not apply, and it's rather a public health and safety issue. So the application was closed, but there's been no action on it. So I think this will be a very interesting decision for the next meeting, so we'll see how that goes.
All right.
After that, we had a request for a zoning text amendment. This one would be to create a new managed residential community overlay zone. What that really boils down to is regulations for an assisted living facility. The eventual application will be on Old Track Road, but this is as I said, a zoning text amendment which would apply to more than just one property. So the applicant has split it up, and we're just hearing the amendment and not the site plan portions of it. The incentive to get the additional FAR that they had proposed was threefold. One part was extra floor area if you put the parking underground, which would then, of course, allow for more space for landscaping and more beautiful of a building from that standpoint. The second was energy sustainability, and the third was affordable housing. There is the debate mostly surrounded whether or not the energy was the right thing to do at this time. Everybody is enamored with the concept. However, we have a lot of groups that are and people that are working on regulations to deal with energy, energy efficiency and sustainability. So it felt a bit premature at this stage to just throw something together for this regulation. So the commission asked them to take another look at that and make more of an incentive for the underground parking. So we'll see them at the next meeting with that adjustment.
All right. Sounds like a lot to take in there.
Yes, yes. This is I think will be a great project if and when it gets off the ground. So look forward to seeing that. Then we had 51 Mayo Avenue. This was for a site plan and special permit for a large home that was approved. As was a similar application at 81 Butternut Hollow Road. What made that one interesting was there's a music studio associated with it, so the commission was fine with that as long as it's understood by all that that is for private, personal use only and not a commercial use. And then lastly, a similar application on 70 Lower Cross Road, again, a home over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, and that was approved also. And lastly, 127 Byram Shore Road, which rounded out the big home portion of the agenda, and that one was also approved. And that rounded out the meeting.
All right, fantastic. Sounds good. I was wondering when you were going to get to some approvals, but they came at the end.
Yes.
All right, and give us a preview of
and
next.
And our next meeting is scheduled for November 9th. And the big ones on that meeting will be the 270 Lake Avenue, that's the Chabad preschool and changes of conditions over there. So that'll be...
Okay, we've had a phone meltdown. I'm sorry.